Coming up, a couple of walk-off wins, and the Angels break a Major League home run record in a loss. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Now MLB, local experts weighing in on the biggest stories in baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. We've got all of our hosts here ready to recap all of the action for you from Thursday. We're going to start off, though, in Pittsburgh with a walk-off win in our biggest game.
The biggest game.
The Brew Crew falls apart in the 10th inning. The Bucks took full advantage for that one-run win. Locked On Pirates talks about the sweep of Milwaukee in Pittsburgh.
Zip, zap, kazoo. What happened, Brew Crew? The Milwaukee Brewers get swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Two walk-offs in 2 days as a passed ball was what got the Pirates the W today over the Milwaukee Brewers, who are winless since trading Josh Hader on Tuesday's trade deadline to the San Diego Padres. The Pirates not only ending their seven-game losing streak from last week, but have now won three straight games, and the offense has been a large part of it. The offense came alive yesterday with the Brian Reynolds walk-off. They come alive today, winning in extras 5-4 in 10 innings. This is the Pirates team I want to see. They don't have to do it pretty, but get some W's, get these guys some experience, especially the young guys. Tucapito Marcano has returned and done a phenomenal job where he's been placed. Brian Reynolds' bat has come alive since his BP session Tuesday afternoon. And the Pirates are just doing good things, man. They're doing good things. They move on to Baltimore tomorrow, so we'll see if they can keep the win streak going to Camden Yards. My name is Ethan Smith of the Locked On Pirates podcast, and I will see you on the flip side.
The Dodgers swept a four-game series with the Giants after a final win on Thursday, but Clayton Kershaw left the game in the process. Locked On Dodgers looks at the win and just how serious this injury could be for LA.
The Dodgers swept the Giants again. What's up, guys? It's Jeff from Locked On Dodgers. The Dodgers completed their four-game sweep of the Giants, this time at Oracle Park in San Francisco, beating the Giants 5-3. The big hit was a three-run homer by Mookie Betts to turn a 2-1 deficit into a 4-2 lead. Of course, the biggest story of this game is, unfortunately, Clayton Kershaw leaving after four innings with lower back pain. We, at this point, don't really have any idea how serious it is, but it really would be surprising if he doesn't spend some time on the injured list, even if it's just out of an abundance of caution. Chances are Kershaw is going to miss a couple starts, which probably means Ryan Pepiot coming back up at some point soon, since the Dodgers traded Mitch White and he was their extra starter. So it's probably Pepiot time, at least for a couple times through the rotation, which is exciting in its own way, but definitely not happy news for those of us who love Clayton Kershaw. Also, thoughts and prayers to Harlan Garcia, who just discovered today that players like to celebrate their success sometimes. And so, you know, I really feel bad for Harlan Garcia going through this tough time of having to see people be happy. So please keep him in your thoughts. Yeah, poor kid. Anyway, check out Locked On Dodgers first thing in the morning. Make us your first listen.
The Angels broke a record for home runs yesterday, but somehow still came up short to the Oakland Athletics. Locked On Angels tries to talk things out after a bizarre one in Anaheim.
Hey, so what happens when your team hits seven solo home runs? Do they win? Well, if you're an Angel fan, your team loses. Hey, everybody, it's Mike Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels, and the Angels lost on Thursday to the Oakland A's 8-7. And here's the kicker. They hit seven home runs. They were solo home runs. It was a major league record, and we lost. That's how great it is in Southern California. The Padres have Juan Soto. The Dodgers have over 70 wins. And the Angels hit seven home runs, and they still found a way to lose. And not just lose to any team. They lost to the Oakland Athletics. And I guess that John and I will talk about it on Locked On Angels. And if you want to help us get some therapy and talk it through so that we can feel better, we'd love for you to join us.
Those deadline acquisitions coming through already for the New York Mets as they got a win over their division rival, the Atlanta Braves, yesterday. Locked On Mets goes over that first win in a crucial series with the Braves.
The New York Mets just kicked off the most important series of the season, a 5-game set against the Braves at home, and it gets off on a great note. The trade deadline acquisitions all came through in this one. This is Ryan Finkelstein, the host of Locked On Mets, and what we saw tonight was Tyler Naquin hit 2 home runs, Daniel Vogelback hit a home run, Pete Alonso homered, Carlos Carrasco was pretty solid out there, and Edwin Diaz at the end gets a 6-out save. Unbelievable performance by this team. They've now ensured that no matter what happens over the next couple of days, 4 more against this Braves team, they will leave this series with the division lead, but they got their sights set on a lot more than that. On the show tomorrow, we'll be talking about this game, and of course, got a Binghamton Rumble Ponies hat on because it is a Friday Farm Report. We'll be talking a little bit about Francisco Alvarez and Mark Vientos and if they have a place on this team post-deadline.
Justin Verlander dominant against Cleveland, getting his 15th win of the year. Locked On Astros and Locked On Guardians break down the one-sided affair.
The Houston Astros going to Cleveland, and the first question people want to know is, where's Trey Mancini? Where is Christian Vasquez? Justin Verlander's on the mound, and he doesn't normally get a lot of run support. So why is the optimal lineup not in the game? It didn't matter. The Astros won 6-0. And the calls for Martin Maldonado to be on the bench and the calls for Yuli Gurriel being on the bench seem to be kind of tempered with a little bit of, see, they're not doing their job. And all of a sudden, Maldonado, what does he do? He gets a 2-out double that scores 2 runs, and he gets a home run to score the 6th run of the game. Not to be overshadowed by the hits was Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, another excellent outing. 6 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts, 96 pitches. His ERA is now 1.73. The bullpen comes in. Will Smith gets a strikeout. Maton finishes the game with a strikeout, and the Astros are victorious, the first game in Cleveland. Check us out on Locked On Astros. Remember, we're your team every day, and we'll talk about all these things in our latest episode. If you miss it live, catch it whenever you get in your smart, wherever you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. Go Astros.
So that wasn't a fun game at all, right? Justin Verlander pretty much dominated the Guardians. We have 3 hits and 1 walk for the Guardians. On the other side of things, the unlikely heroes for Houston, Martin Maldonado, who the Astros went out of their way to replace a catcher, comes up big for them. Cleveland's going with the rookies. It is 100% the right call. Go with the young players, see what they can do. They have so many young prospects. You have to see what they can do. There's going to be games like this. Stephen Kwan, 16th hit in a row. That is, breaks a tie with Michael Brantley, who did it back in 2010 for longest hit streak by a rookie. I'm not sure who is next up on the list. We will definitely talk about that on Locked On Guardians. But yeah, Guardians dropped this one. Houston's a great team. Cleveland is a team that is on the cusp of the playoff hunt, but right now is focused on youth, which, based on where their roster is 100% the right call.
Coming up, the rain gives the Philadelphia Phillies a shortened win, and the Rangers win a 1-run game with the White Sox. This is Locked On Now MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Now is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one spot for all of your online gambling needs. We're in the second half of Major League Baseball, and NFL is right around the corner. So whatever you want to get in on, what kind of action you want to get on, just head over to BetOnline.net. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Welcome back to Locked On Now MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Now we continue with a look around the league.
Let's go around the league.
The Phillies scored 5 runs. They also had a torrential downpour that helped them beat the Washington Nationals in a rain-shortened 5-inning game. Locked On Phillies recaps a high-scoring affair for how few chances each team had at the plate.
After all that and a rain delay, the Philadelphia Phillies end up winning with the game being called. Connor Thomas, your host of Locked On Phillies. And yeah, we just went on a about an hour-long rain delay. And then they ended up calling the game, saying, yep, no, that's it, guys. We're ending it in 5 innings. The Phillies win 5-4. Reese Hoskins with a home run. Alec Bohm with a huge 3-run home run. And Noah Syndergaard was not as sharp as you'd like to see him be in his first appearance as a Philadelphia Philly. But the play of the game, well, you got one out in the top of the fifth, and the Philadelphia Phillies have Noah Syndergaard on the mound. A fly ball is hit to right field. Nick Castellanos fields the fly ball, catches it for out number two, throws out the tying run at the plate, which would have been 5-5, which would have been calling the game, would have ended in a tie. Instead, Nick Castellanos' play ensures that the Philadelphia Phillies get the win when it goes into the rain delay coming up after the next inning. So, huge play by Nick Castellanos in hindsight, a huge home run by Alec Bohm, and hey, we'll take the win. Phillies win 5-4.
The Chicago Cubs had to play two on Thursday after getting rained out Wednesday night, and Chicago lost both games to their rival St. Louis Cardinals. Locked On Cubs tells us what went wrong in picking up a pair of losses.
A very rough day for the Cubs. They get swept by the Cardinals in a doubleheader, swept for the series. First game was very winnable. Cubs led 3-0 late. Marcus Stroman was cruising, gave up back-to-back home runs to Nolan Gorman and Paul Goldschmidt, somehow remained in the game. The game got tied and the Cubs lost on a walk-off. The second game was not close. It was a little bit deceiving in the score line. It was pretty close late. Cubs tried some new relievers, some guys they just got who got beat up. Big blow of the game was a 3-run home run by Tyler O'Neill. Cubs just, it has a very weird feel around it right now. Contreras and Happ still on the team, which is just so shocking for so many reasons. And most guys offensively are struggling right now. Just a very stagnant, bad feeling around this Cubs team, and their record reflects it. So they come home, they host the Marlins for three, hopefully could find a way to win a series at Wrigley. Yikes.
Locked On White Sox was excited to see full strength of its lineup healthy for one of the first times all season, but didn't quite pan out enough to get the win against the Rangers. Locked On White Sox and Rangers review a nail-biter in Arlington.
It is impossible trying to figure out this Chicago White Sox team. For the first time all season, the White Sox were able to have Anderson, Robert, Abreu, Jimenez, Moncada, and Grandal in the lineup. And what do? They got 5 hits and 2 runs. A White Sox loss to the Texas Rangers 3-2 Thursday night, spoiling an outstanding outing from Johnny Cueto. White Sox look to even up the series Friday night with Dylan Cease on the hill.
Oh, joy of joy, oh, miracle of miracles. The Rangers somehow won a one-run game. Texas beats the White Sox 3-2. I'm Bryce Patrick, host of the Locked On Rangers podcast. The Rangers have been absolutely historically abysmal in one-run games. 5-23 heading into this one. Now 6-23. Still historically abysmal, but one game a little bit better. Two major league debuts tonight. Cole Reagans, the Rangers' first round pick in 2016, makes his major league debut. Looks excellent. 5 innings, 1 run, unearned. Looks excellent. And Bubba Thompson, another former first round pick, makes his major league debut, gets his first major league hit, a bunt single. And for the guy who is one of the fastest Rangers prospects, one of the fastest guys in the entire Rangers system, that's a very fitting way for him to get his first major league hit. Texas had some timely hitting, went 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position, were able to work around a couple of really good defensive plays by Johnny Cueto, who pitched the entire 8 innings, got a complete game in a loss. The Rangers had Jonathan Hernandez on the hill to close this one out. Brock Burke was excellent in his 2 innings of work. Matt Moore allowed a run, made it a one-run game, but Jonathan Hernandez does not care. The guy has got absolutely disgusting stuff as the new Rangers closer. Multi-hit game by Nathaniel Lowe, Corey Seager, and Leody Taveras. Just an overall really great day, and a really great day for the two former first-round picks in Bubba Thompson and Cole Reagans. Rangers win a one-run game. What a delightful baseball game tonight.
That's all for today on Locked On Now MLB. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Make sure you go check out Locked On MLB and your team's Locked On podcast. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Now.